New Orleans, beginning of this short visit in Marilena, this early this Saturday morning, 12th of August, 72. Channel 2 over, and the beginning of this short visit with Marilena, early this Saturday morning, 12th of August, 72. Channel 2 over, and beginning of this short visit with Marilena, early this Saturday morning, 12th of August, 72. Channel 2 over, and beginning of this short visit with Marilena, early this Saturday morning, 12th of August, 72. Channel 2 over, and beginning of the visit with Marilena, early this Saturday morning, 12th of August, 72.
Come in here, I can hear you. Come in here, I can hear you.
Judy and Kim are staying at your house?
Yeah.
See, they can't get in their house till September. So, and Kim had to give his house up in town on the 10th, so they've moved out with a lot of junk, and we just run out.
Yeah.
I was going to come out last night, say, to bring this stuff, and Nancy and Henry came back from, got back.
I wish I'd seen them.
That baby, as he's learned now that somebody's gonna pay attention to him, so he ain't good like he used to be. He screams for Nancy.
Is that right?
He's a cute thing.
Isn't he cute?
Oh, he is.
He is really something.
Well, we sure wish you'd come out for a visit.
Mama Lee done what? Tell me about it, buddy.
The Mother Lee is, I know we're gonna have it tonight. Bobby's been telling her about this catfish place over at on the other side of Henry's and Nancy's where they've taken us to eat several times.
Yeah.
All the catfish you can eat.
Oh.
Fried catfish. So we are going over there tonight for her birthday, and it's 50 miles over there, which will kill her, and she won't be able to eat a thing, which will kill her. fried onions. Fried potatoes, French fries, and fried fish. And it's good, but she can't eat fried stuff very well. And Bob's telling how good it is, so she wants to go, so we're going to take her over there for her birthday.
Is today her birthday?
No, her birthday is Monday.
Yeah.
And I tell you, guy, when you've got 92 years old around you, you've got something. I hope they shoot me before. I really do. I just don't want to. She's got certain things she wants to do.
Yeah.
Bob was,
Well, now, I've associated with Miss Anna. She's 95, and Miss
Anna Richardson, is she still living?
Oh, no, Anna Wood.
Is Mrs. Richardson still living?
She's up in Austin.
But is she living?
I don't know Miss Richardson. I was telling you about Miss Anna Wood.
Mm-hmm.
I associated with her, and she was 95, and she was a great pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
And she,
well, Mother Lee's a great pleasure. She's fun.
And
it's amazing what she can do for herself, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
But you know, when a person like that moves into your house, then everything, you don't have any. You know how it is.
No, I don't know how it is.
Well, you find out. I'll move in with you when I get 95 and just show you. How it is. Oh, gosh. Faye, I want to tell you that I am real upset about that damn punch business and those refreshments. I could kill that little old girl up there. Why? Because I went up there with the kids. They wanted to make all the arrangements. And they went up and talked to this girl named Susie up there that was supposed to have charge of it. And I went up there with them and I told her, I said, I think they're underestimating this thing. And I want you to be sure and keep the stuff full. And by damn, all they kept full was the liquor.
Ran out of punch.
She went off. She wasn't even there. And she didn't have the thing set up like we said set it up. We went in there and drew a picture of where everything was going to be. And she just went off for the weekend. And I don't know who did it.
Well,
but I was sure mad about it. Damn it, I told her, I said, we'll take care of it when we close up. You know, they put a deposit down on it, and there wasn't any reason for them not to go on and bring the punch in.
I
said, of course, I should have had 8 bowls like you suggested. But I,
for that hungry crowd, you could have.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I said to the man, I said...
was the colored man there? Was that colored man
he
there?
He was the one who was doing it. I said, we got to have some more punch. He said, that's it. That's all there is.
Well, he should have come and told me, or somebody should have come and told me that, because we could have gotten some kind of drinks, even if we couldn't gotten punch, because we could have got some.
But Marilyn, everybody had been, they are all gone home.
Well, I know that. They might not gone home, but they were.
Everybody was having a good time.
They're talking around. Well, anyhow, it's over. And
well,
we sure appreciate it. And I want to get that.
Well,
recipe for the cake when you have time to write it off, and I'll mimeograph some to send to all my relatives and friends here, yeah. Because they all wanted it.
Well, that was the, I wondered what that big table was over there with those 2 bunches
with
of
nothing
flowers
on it, because that's what we brought from the church.
And I thought to myself, well, you know, really, I ought to just go take this punch bowl over there.
Well, I should have come in sooner, but I was so, didn't want to have a damn thing to do with it except come. You know, I thought she was going to take charge of it all.
Yeah.
But I was probably unconscious because we were having a good time over there. So everybody, you need to worry about
and
that.
And Bob said, my Lord, he came over there and he said, did you see that punch bowl? Poor Faye over there with the liquor pour. What a terrible idea. Well, he wasn't supposed to be there. She was supposed to be. But when I got in there, it was full.
Well, the girl that was pouring the drinks was fun. I'm glad I had her company. She just
you learned something, huh?
Yeah.
Well, Melana, tell me about when you're living around somebody 9-2 years old, everything has to go around
there? Yeah,
now.
It has to be, you know, she wants it this way. She wants to sit down, and she wants everybody to sit down at the table. Well, you know, we haven't done that in years. You know, we just pick up if we come in at lunchtime, pick up something to eat, cheese or anything. Now
yeah.
You've got to have vegetables and meat, and everybody sit down to the table and say the blessings and eat. Oh, it's just ridiculous. And half the time Bob won't eat, he's trying to reduce, and I don't want to eat, and you just sort of forced into it. You know, you've got to do what she wants. It's got to be done like she wants.
Yeah.
So I just don't do it.
Well, she just regulates your household.
Yeah, she just tells you. Now, Bob, eat. Robert, eat. You need to eat this. I don't want it, Mother. Eat it, Robert. You need to eat it, you know. And here we go. Oh, you are here, son. I don't want it. Well, you do this way, you know. Well, I don't want to do it that way. And he gets so exasperated with him. And then he gets so mad at himself because he's exasperated with him. I tell you, between them, they're running me crazy.
You think
so? And do you know that Becky and Gerald and the baby are coming next Sunday for 2 weeks?
And you're still going to have Tim and
Tim and Judy will be there, but I think Mother Lee's going home. You know, you can't ever get her up here. You tell her all year long, Mother, come up and stay a couple of weeks and rest. Come up and stay a couple of weeks. And no, she won't come. She won't come. But you get a house full.
That's when they want to come.
She's there. Now she doesn't want to go home. Oh, Lord. I think I'll set a house on fire or something and run them all out. Oh,
well,
I'm glad.
I would tell you, Marilyn, now that would be something if you get all your children there, won't it?
I haven't got room enough for them. I just haven't got room enough for
them. Send some up out here.
That's right.
I'll send Mother Lee out here.
I just
going to
bring her out here.
Oh, Lordy. Say, I got to go to see Dr. Van Arnum. I got eye trouble.
You think it's real eye trouble?
I don't know. I've been thinking for 10 years I was going to take an afternoon off and go sit, you know, and get my eyes checked. And last week I had this thing on it like a sty, you know, it was sort of swollen across the lid.
Yeah.
And bothered me. And it hasn't, it's gone away. It doesn't hurt, but I think there's something lumpy or something up over there on my eyelid.
On your eyelid.
Well, you know,
and I feel like I got a Peter Falk eye, you know. In the afternoon I feel like I got to do this one. Keep pushing it up.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
It's sort of closes.
Yeah, half.
Yeah.
You know, one of these half eyes.
Yes. Well, that's becoming.
It's not becoming if you're trying to see out the thing.
Your lid.
It's the lid that flops.
Right.
It feels that way. I don't know whether it really does or not, but it feels real heavy.
Well, I don't think that's his business. I think he just puts people's glasses on.
No, sir. He's a surgeon, isn't he? He operated on Bob's eye one time and took a little something off of the, off of the eye part, a little growth.
Oh, really?
Well, as long as it's
that was a long time ago.
You're all right. Well,
and then I'm going back and get my glasses changed, get him to test them. But you know, it takes 2 or 3 months to get an appointment with him unless it's an emergency.
Yes.
You have to have an emergency.
That's why I was going to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Take 2 or 3 months.
Mm-hmm. She said October. But she said he'd work me in for this to see if he could do anything about this annoying thing.
Uh-huh.
I was going to Casey, and Bob said, "Well, maybe you better go to Van Allen." Said he's nicer to go to. So
it's just a nuisance to have to take time off from all your busy days
and go sit there and wait.
You won't have time before October to go.
That's right. I sure won't. Although that would be a nice place to run to.
Carolina, wait, but I haven't heard about
you wait until I get all these out, and I'll come back and fill your ear full.
Well, I'll tell you, what are you rushing about this morning?
I got to go to town.
Well,
and see what I can get
to
overload the refrigerator with that people don't want. I'll get it anyhow just to have something. I don't know what they want. And I've got to be ready at 4 o'clock to go to way down yonder by the Suwannee River to get some catfish that they're not gonna like. I can't wait to get.
Well, you don't have to go to Suwannee River to get catfish.
Well, this is we went down to Cross Creek a couple of weeks ago, and went in a place down there, one of these catfish things where you all the catfish you can eat, and it was the worst mess I have ever seen in my life.
What am
I
at?
Oh, God, I don't know. They were cooking the stuff right behind the table there, two old country women. And they had, you were supposed to have it out there and you could go get what you wanted. Well, two men got help before we went in. We were right there at 7:30. And when we got there was one piece of catfish left. So we waited about a half an hour till they fried some more. And then another group came in, and so it was just a fight to the finish to even get one piece. I didn't feel like that was worthwhile.
Well, how was it, Captain?
Well, it wasn't very good either. You see, when they don't do it and have it ready and rush it up, you can't put a lot of stuff in some grease and jump it right out, you know.
Oh, you can.
Somebody told us this catfish over yonder is not, it's raised in one of these, what do you call it, fisheries or something.
And it's not just out of the river.
It's not out of the river. And they're all just about the same size, and it's real.
Well, who told you that?
They do. They get them from these fisheries, don't they?
Huh?
Why, they got people making a living over there catching catfish out of Orange Lake.
Yeah, but now that might have been from Orange Lake down here, but over yonder at Suwannee River, they say it's not a river cat. It's raised, fishery cat.
This
place is called, well, I don't know what you get over that tastes better. I don't know whether it's the catfish or whether it's the way it's cooked, but it tastes better.
Now, where is that? You've got to
It's called Jackson's, and it's the worst looking little dumpy place you've ever seen. It's a country store and a restaurant.
Oh.
And it's down toward the, it's on the other side of Branford, I think.
Yes.
It's Branford.
Yes.
On Highway 27. It's right near Swanee.
Yes.
But Henry and Nancy had been down there, and a lot of people go down there, from around there to eat. And they went down there and said it was so good. And so
Branford.
We'd been Branford. Mm-hmm.
Oh, what did Bob say about Marilyn? Where was all them people going to stay?
Oh, well, they stayed.
I said, where did all they stay? Oh, well, she just rented the
Flagler phone. They all got away Saturday morning.
That was some wedding, and it was just as pretty as
I thought the wedding was pretty. I really
did. The
reception
was pretty.
And
pretty.
I thought the lady who did the flowers, she was from up that Melrose, I thought she did a beautiful job.
Yeah.
Oh, right there in Melrose.
Yeah.
Well, that's
We had Elizabeth and those have candelabra for the windows.
Yeah.
There were three or four points with little stuff in it, and I called and I told her, I said, I don't want that. I want you to get me, you know, one big candle for every window. And neither one of us knew, remembered that they didn't have any window sills. So she had one awful time figuring it out, she said. But she had some old pew markers that she put up and used for the candle holders. And I thought it looked real pretty.
Oh, it did.
Well, it looks like anybody ought to have window sills.
Well, that church doesn't have any window sills.
You know, I didn't know that.
I didn't either. I never noticed. Of course, I don't have been up there but two or three times. But,
And right at by the time for the wedding, all these people started pouring in and filled that church. And I don't know if there's any standing or not, but it's
Well, we had more chairs back there, but Jim said he doesn't keep out but about 75 chairs because it looks better on Sunday morning to go bring them out than it does to have all these empty seats, so he won't fill them. But Henry, you know, Henry and Jesse and those didn't even get there. They got lost.
Well,
they came from Tennessee to see it, and then they got lost. They got there 10 minutes after it was over. Henry and Jesse and little Henry and his wife.
That's their brother. Your
yeah.
Brother.
They took a wrong turn and went way off in the county somewhere and couldn't find
Judy could just do over a little other car.
No, we're just showing the pictures next time we see them. How's Mammy getting along?
Well, she's doing fair. She doesn't like to have to recuperate, so.
Well,
she wants to get up and get going.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see why you're here.
What you got on your mind?
Let me tell you, I've got a boy here. That wants to go up there and go with Henry out on his trip. Does Henry go on the rounds?
He goes somewhere out there in the county.
Well, that's what he wants to do. He wants to go on the rounds with him sometime.
Well, he wants to go way out in the country part. I see Henry this afternoon. I asked him which day he goes out in the country. He goes around to these little country stores sometimes. Now, he goes down to Branford. There's the two or three customers he services down there. And he checks all around in the county on certain days. Some days he goes, you know, farther back in the backwoods than others.
Well, is Henry going to be here this weekend?
No, but I'm going to see him. See, they're going to meet us tonight for dinner over there at that fish junk.
Well, why didn't I see Henry when he's here? When was he here last?
Well, he was here last night. They don't ever come over to stay, guy. They just come over for maybe a half of a Saturday or something like that and go back. And now with the baby, they back and forth even less.
Well, we've always called on the telephone.
If I could have, well, I know, but I want to talk to him.
Yeah, that's right.
I just love to talk to him a little bit.
Guy, the next time Henry is over, and it might be, what's today?
It
might be next weekend, I'll call you. Let you know.
Would you?
I sure will.
Well,
and then you can sort of see what he does and find out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't know, but this boy would know.
What's his story? Who is his story? Lives out here?
Oh, well, he's a young fella, and he's brought up in Winn-Dixie. So he knows the grocery store pretty well. And so he'd understand kind of what Henry does.
Yeah. Well, he just, you know, he has his regular customers, and he just goes by every week to take orders for things that they're out of and that variety.
Yeah.
Because they sell cigarettes and candy and all that kind of stuff and paper things. In fact, they've got most anything you want.
it's expanded.
Well, they sell small appliances like irons and skillets and radios.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, they sell all kinds of things
like
that. And leather goods. And, but mainly his is the things that turn over quick every week, you know, like crackers and cigarettes. And they sell equipment and photographic equipment and all that kind of cameras. And we go down there and get my camera, you know, my film.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. We got, you know, it's a wholesale place, and the office has an account down there, so anybody wants to buy anything, they go down and buy it and get a discount and then pay it back, you know. We buy things that way.
Mm-hmm. Does it make a difference?
It's a little difference. Every little difference helps.
How much difference?
Well, a couple of dollars. I don't know what the percentage is, but they take off.
How much difference is it on film?
You know, I just don't pay any attention to it. I know it's cheaper. It's a little cheaper.
Yeah. But worth the trouble.
It's worth the trouble. I tell you, every minute counts, doesn't it?
That's right.
Every little bit counts. Y'all come over to see us. And I'll let you know when Henry's going to be here. If I don't know when he's coming, I'll call you when he gets here. Because he's over here an hour or two or four or five every time he comes.
Uh-huh.
And then you can see the new baby, too. 9, 10 months old baby here all of a sudden.
That's where they ought to come.
Hey, that's what I say. No trouble at all.
Well, I'm going to put the cough pot on now.
Yes.
Well, where'd you get all that?
I got it at the store, but these ugly things, one of the girls at the office had one, and they're sectioned out, you know?
Yeah.
They're different things.
Now, that's the end of the visit with Marilyna this Saturday morning, the 12th of August, 72. Channel 2 over, around 400, I don't know how much it is, 300, 400, 450. Channel 2 over, and the end of the visit with Marilyna, this short little visit for the Saturday morning, 12th of July, August, 72. This is Channel 2 over, around 3 or 4, 450. I don't know what it is. Short visit, Marilyna, this early this Saturday morning, 12th of August, 72.